Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, and proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X, capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Hey, hey, hey. Top of the morning. Who, Jumbo? Hello, Kiswahili. It is good to be back once again to Black Billet, Black BLACG Radio. Go, you can go to, you can come here to Blog Talk Radio. Education, higher education. This is where I put all my articles at because this channel is devoted to the elevation of the black men and women who make this world go around. Today, talking about George Cook, sir. Mr. George Cook, he was born in 1863 in Louisville, Kentucky. He was a cook for the Buffalo Bill Cody and a chef on a private dining car of the Louisville and Nashville Railroad. He was known as Honest Mr. Cook. Now, what I'm reading about is the University of Kentucky, notable Kentuckians, black Kentuckians, notable black Kentuckians, because that's what my whole concept is about, notable black Kentuckians. Now, as I was looking through here, I'm noticing they really ain't got no photographs of Mr. Cook because they got all this here about some George S. Cook. But as far as Mr. Cook, who invented the automatic fishing device in 1899, the device featured a trip lever activated by tension on the fishing line. This would release a spring-loaded cartridge that slid back on short rails within the valve frame of the device immediately and also would also ring an alarm gong by releasing a spring-actuated striker. The cartridge contained a spring-driven reel which then takes up the line. I tried to get the photograph of this, but unfortunately, not this time. I thought I would be able to, but anyway, what we're talking about one more time is Sir George Cook, not George S. Cook, because if you go to George S. Cook, they're going to take you to another site. As I said again, they don't really have anything in here about much about this man other than the fact that he invented that. And I've been trying to see if they were gonna leave me, because all they keep saying is the fishing device. Yeah, and at this time, as I want to speak upon other people, but I can't. All I'm getting is, I did this all wrong. I could have got a picture, but I went to the wrong thing. Now I could have, never mind. Anyway. All they got is about him and his fishing device. So all I can say is that today's going to be short and sweet because Mr. Cook, all the information that I could really find about him was that he created the automatic fishing device. Now, by him doing that, everything else is secondary because when they be talking about all these places and all these shows anything that got to do with fishing, Mr. George Cook had a hand in it, and he made it possible. So, therefore, as I stated, and I'm going to continue to state, that we, blacks, make this whole wide world. Triple W's, baby. The whole wide world. I'm going to say it again. Triple W's, baby. The whole wide world around. Because Were it not for the understanding of who we are and how we have gotten to the position and place of where we at, and it's thanks to reflections of ourselves. See the polished gold and hear the wood of a lamb. He said that. He said his chosen people. Now, I take it further by saying we are the artisans. We create while everyone else imitates. There is no sports fishing. There is no deep sea fishing. There is no ocean fishing. There's no kind of real life fishing without Sir Mr. George Cook. Not George S. George Cook. Keep that in mind that every time you go anywhere, when you go anywhere and you see him fishing, George Cook, a reflection of yourself. Feet of polished gold, head of wood of a lamb. The reason that they make sure that we don't find this out is because then we can look up to somebody that look like us. Just like yesterday when I was talking about, excuse me, the other day when I was talking about Benjamin Banneker, Benjamin Banneker took care of astrology. He studied the stars. In other words, he was always looking up. Because of him, I declare and claim myself as a Gemini. Because of him, not because of this new wave, because they don't have the natural abilities that Benjamin Banneker had. Just like George Cook, he had the natural ability to take and design this with all the intricate little parts and pieces and make it into a reality. One more time, from this day forward, whenever you see fishing, be like me. When I see him fishing, I'm going to think of a reflection of myself. Sir, Mr. George Cook. Say it loud. I'm black's black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black's black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm black's black, and I'm proud. Asante Sana. Thank you very much. Moja Kupenda. One love. Baraka. Blessings. Peace.